Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
64080.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Brent Lassiter.
Okay. I do see your name here. Will you verify your address, please?
Who am I? You never identified yourself. Who is this I'm talking to?
Okay. I did say at the top of the call, I'm Zandra with customer support.
For who?
Well, I'm going to have to pull up the account. We answer the phone for over 100 companies. So I'm almost there. I'm pulling up an account that I see here in your name, but I need to verify your address.
All right. 1100 Pawpaw Lane, Pleasant Hill, Missouri.
Okay. I do see your order here. You have the tactical bag. It's a little bag of gadgets that you ordered on the 8th of May.
This is wrong. I'm being charged $67 for that little tactical bag.
Well, the charge that you've incurred today is for the membership. You have a membership that where you can select several other gadgets at low cost.
No, I don't want this membership. This has been a mistake.
Okay. Well, if you're not going to use the membership anymore, I can go ahead and close out the account. Give me one moment.
All right.
Nothing's free. Nothing's free.
They never said anything about $67 for a membership.
Uh-uh. It was just a free bag you bought.
No, it was, I was paying shipping for the bag, and that's how they presented it to me.
Okay, so we have the account closed. The company won't be able to use this account anymore.
All right.
Okay.
The thing is, when I what they presented was it was a tactical bag, but I just had to pay the shipping for it, and that's all they said about it. They didn't say that there was any more charges or memberships or anything like that.
Okay. Well, that's what I see here. So when you place the order for that, you join the membership and giving you the access to get the bag at such a low cost and any other gadget that the company has.
I guess it was a little scam then that I fell into.
Well, I do have the account closed out, so they can't bill you anymore.
So I'm still going to be out the $67?
That is a valid charge according to the company, but what I can do is check with my supervisor to see what we can do for you. One moment.
All right.
The company. What's the company? True Value?
I don't know.
Yeah, find out what the company is.
But she'll never tell me.
Well,
she said we take phone calls for hundreds of places.
Okay, well, then she said, I found your account. Then we should have said, okay, so what company is it now that you've...
Well, I know who it is now that she said tactical bag.
Oh.
It's tactical.
Is the name of the company. Oh, I see.
But they never said that there was going to be a membership and more charges.
Okay.
Wow. That is really irritating.
Yeah, we won't fall for that no more.
Nope.
Okay, my supervisor said he would allow me to give you 35% of that charge back as a courtesy since you didn't clearly understand what you were requesting.
35%?
Yes, sir.
And how much is that?
$23.56.
All right, well, my mistake. I guess I'm just going to be paying for it, huh?
Okay. Well, like I said, I've already closed the account, so the company won't charge you anymore.
Tell me that.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You never did tell me the name of your company.
So, like I said, this is a call center, but the company you ordered from is the Koala Company. It's a tactical bag. It's a product. So KOALA is the company. That's the manufacturer of the tactical bag.
All right.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to process that refund. You'll get an email first letting you know the refund is going to post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
One more moment.
How'd you even find it? It was an email I
Okay.
got.
Hello, sir. I'm sorry. So I have the account closed, like I said a moment ago. You're just waiting for your email indicating that your refund is on the way and the account is closed, so the company won't be able to charge you anymore.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.